UN Build Back Greener Plan, Everyone Stop Flying. Go Vegan, Start Cycling, Embrace Renewables. By Simon Kent on December 9, 2020. The UN has seen the future and it is inhabited by cycling vegetarians who eschew plane travel and live a life of solar-powered carbon neutrality. Those are the key elements announced Wednesday driving with the globalist organization once for a green post-coronavirus world, laying out restrictions it sees as the final hope for humanity to save the planet. According to the UN Environment Programme's Emissions Gap Report 2020, the world must embrace urgent investments in climate action as part of coronavirus recovery to bring the world closer to the Paris Agreement goal of at most a 2 degrees Celsius temperature rise. Inger Andersen, UNEP Executive Director, warned the pandemic can take a huge slice out of greenhouse gas emissions and slow climate change, but more is needed. She warned, "I urge governments to back a green recovery in the next stage of COVID-19 fiscal interventions and raise significantly their climate ambitions in 2021. To that end, the report outlines changes in consumption behavior by the private sector and individuals, through various means. These include individuals forgoing long-haul international return flights that could reduce personal footprints by almost 2 tons of CO2 and an end to coal-fired power generation. Switching to renewable electricity by households could curb carbon by around 1.5 tons per capita, according to the report, while embracing a vegetarian diet would save around half a ton of carbon on average. All those demands for change have been previously stated by groups like the World Economic Forum, as Breitbart News reported. The latest recommendations as dictated by the UN include replacing domestic short-haul flights with rail travel, promoting cycling and car sharing while making housing more energy efficient. The UNEP report shows that the overconsumption of a wealthy minority is fueling the climate crisis, yet it is poor communities and young people who are paying the price, said Tim Gore, head of climate policy at Oxfam, and a contributing author to the report. It will be practically and politically impossible to close the emissions gap if governments don't cut the carbon footprint of the wealthy and end the inequalities which leave millions of people without access to power or unable to heat their homes. Joe Biden has already shown his willingness to sign the U.S. onto a host of climate restrictions, as represented by his promise to honor the Paris Climate Agreement. Elsewhere, the report claimed the wealthiest 1% on the planet account for more than twice the combined emissions of the poorest 50%. UNEP said this group needed to slash its carbon footprint by a factor of 30 to stay in line with the Paris targets. "It is about energy efficiency, about how we choose to eat and what we waste," said Andersen. "The 1% needs to move the most because of their very high consumption footprint." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.